This is OPB. I'm Jeff Norcross. President Trump has pardoned two ranchers whose case sparked the armed occupation of a wildlife refuge in Oregon. Dwight and Stephen Hammond were convicted of intentionally and maliciously setting fires on public lands. Their prison sentences sparked a protest from Ammon Bundy and dozens of others who occupied the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in early 2016. Leah Sottile has covered the convictions and the occupation. She's a freelance reporter and the host of the Bundyville podcast, and she joins me now. Leah, good morning.
Good morning.
Remind us, if you would, please, what the Hammonds did and why their prison sentences were, at least according to some, so egregious.
Sure, yeah. The Hammonds were convicted of arson for lighting two wildfires that spread out of control onto federal land. Their property down in the Burns area in southeastern Oregon, it butts up against federal land. So what authorities were saying is that these fires spread onto the land, and that arson of federal property is a crime that comes with a 5-year minimum jail sentence. So when these men were sentenced, the judge went light on them and gave them far shorter sentences. The men served their time. They got out. They were then resentenced for the remainder of the 5 years and hauled back into jail. And that's where the conflict comes in, is that resentencing.
Yeah, and the Hammonds were granted clemency today by the president. What was the rationale behind that move?
I think it really solely lied on that resentencing, on the idea that these men did go to jail, they did serve the time that was initially given to them, but it came back on appeal that they didn't serve the entire 5 years. So when they were hauled back, that is when you saw the Bundys come into Burns and take over the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge and take up the cause of the Hammonds, saying that these ranchers should not have been hauled back, that they served the time that they were given.
Yeah, what kind of reaction are you seeing out there to this move?
Well, I'm seeing two completely opposite reactions. So on one side, you have the people who have congealed around the Bundys, the people that we talk about in Bundyville, really rejoicing and seeing this as an act of God, that today the Hammonds were pardoned, and that this is something that they felt that they have worked so hard to get. And the Bundys themselves worked extremely hard, I guess, to get. And on the other side, you have people saying that these were two very blatant lawbreakers, that these two fires that they were convicted of were just a drop in the bucket for how many other fires the Hammonds were involved with, and so they see that they should stay in prison for the remainder of their time. So really, that is it. And I think it also, people are reacting to President Trump really taking an interest in a very Western issue, that these are ranchers, this is about rangeland fires, and issues that couldn't be probably further from the president's interest.
Well, it can be very easy to paint the Hammonds and the Bundys with the same brush, but how did the Hammonds feel about the occupation of the refuge being staged, at least partly in their name?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good question, because during the course of the occupation, we heard that the Hammonds were approached by the Bundys and told, you know, we're going to take over this refuge in your name. And the Hammonds said that they did not want to be a part of it, that they wanted to just do their time and go back to jail and kind of be quiet about the whole thing. But I will say that I think it was the more attention that this movement brought to their cause, I haven't seen the Hammonds really shying away from that.
Yeah. Well, the leaders of the occupation were ultimately acquitted in federal court. And then, of course, we have the Hammonds pardoned today. I'm wondering what you think this all says about the current state of the relationship between the federal government and ranchers here in the West.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got to make a shameless plug for Bundyville, because this is a thing that we really talk about in the podcast. But I think that this shows that these ideas that are touted by the Bundys and their movement were really cast off as very fringe issues during the course of the 2016 occupation. And the argument that we make in Bundyville is that these are actually issues at the core of the Trump administration, and something that's been of great interest to the Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zinke. So I think that this just proves that this is the Bundys and their movement and their interests are definitely on the radar of the president and the administration.
Thank you, Leah.
Thanks a lot.
Leah Sottile is the host of the Bundyville podcast. She's also a freelance reporter here in Portland.